Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Happy, happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Thank you, Pam. Yeah, little sweet treats for Greg and I. Very much appreciated. Yep. And thank you. Hurricanes beat Ole Miss last night, 31-27. Apparently it was a humdinger of a game. Sorry I missed it. I can't stay up that late. But no, I heard it was very, very good. But the Hurricanes came out on top. There were like four lead changes just in the fourth quarter. That's a football game.
That's amazing.
So anyway, the Hurricanes go on to face the winner of the Oregon-Indiana game tonight at 7:30, and that will be for the national championship. So I think it's going to be the Hurricanes and Indiana. I could be wrong. I'm rooting for Indiana, though they have a great underdog story. I mean, think about it. Coming out of the Big Ten, where you have an Ohio State and a Michigan and top teams like that, and to go, you know, without a loss, and then And I mean, this is a program that they've never been to this level that I'm aware of ever before. So I think it's exciting. I think it's interesting. And since I don't really have, you know, dog in that fight, I'm going to pick one. I'm going to pick Indiana to go all the way. All right. Got a good naked woman story that makes Greg cringe. But it is a legit news story, which means I found it digging deeply into the back pages of. And this, there's not too many naked stories that make the news that turn out really good. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Generally, a Louisiana woman's. Well, you know, all the women from Louisiana are kind of cuckoo anyway. Mm. But we'll start with that. A Louisiana woman's attempt, well, the guys are too, to be fair. Her attempt to go for a skinny dip did not go so well. Yeah. First of all, she was in her neighbor's pond. Yeah, and then no permission, I don't think, was ever got. And then when law enforcement comes to kind of deal with her, she ends up attacking a sheriff's deputy. Now, that's not going to go well.
No.
According to the Union Parish Sheriff's Office, deputies were dispatched in November to a residence in the Linville community of Marion after a caller reported a neighbor standing in their driveway screaming and refusing to leave the property despite having been warned previously. Wow. When a patrol deputy arrived, authorities said the suspect was found nude and swimming in a pond located on the caller's property. The woman was later identified as Erin Elizabeth Sutton, 41, of Marion. She initially refused to exit the pond or speak with the deputy. Again, resistance is futile. Okay, they're not just going to go, well, we're tired of asking you to get out of the pond, so okay, we'll talk to you later. Huh. Generally is not how these things end.
No.
All right. But her response to them when they were asking her nicely to get out of the water, hey, I'm trying to be a mermaid.
Okay.
She tried to be a mermaid.
All right. Well, you know, you got to have a goal in life.
After repeated commands, Sutton eventually exited the pond. Due to the cold temperatures, emergency medical services were contacted to evaluate her. A blanket was provided as the deputy attempted to escort Sutton inside a residence to warm up. She allegedly charged at him. Authorities said Sutton ignored multiple commands to comply and resisted detention. A taser was deployed, but
yes,
to no effect.
Oh, my goodness.
According to the sheriff's office, Sutton was taken to the ground where she allegedly continued to resist, kicking and punching the deputy before being restrained. She was then taken to the hospital for further treatment. During the transport, she allegedly threatened to kill the deputies. Oh, and the paramedics. Yeah, you think there's maybe alcohol or drugs at work here? She required medical care at the time, so deputies later sought arrest warrants, which were signed by a judge in Louisiana. Sutton surrendered to deputies and was arrested on multiple charges, including three counts of resisting an officer with force or violence, two counts of public intimidation, two counts of battery of a police officer, and, ready for this, disturbing the peace with drunkenness and criminal trespassing. So
no pattern there, though.
Alcohol may have been
involved. It will not help you become a mermaid.
Her bond was set at $62,000. Now, you know what's interesting about that? That's a fairly high bond. Mm-hmm. Do they really think she is going to be a threat to flee? Although, maybe she could. I mean, she could just jump into the ocean and flee if she's a mermaid.
She'd swim away and they'll never find her.
That's right.
Absolutely.
I didn't even think of that. But, no, on a serious note, that hairdresser that is associated with Letitia James, you know, her bond amount was only set at $50,000, and hers involved fraudulent bank activity, wire activity, identity theft, and other things.
What a contrast.
And yeah, and a $48,000 loan, et cetera, et cetera. This woman obviously needs help.
But she's not going to go.
But a $62,000 bond versus Letitia James' hairdresser at $50,000.
Does seem off.
Well, especially when you consider that this woman lives in Louisiana.
Right.
Letitia James' hairdresser lives in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess it's better to, I guess.
A little white-collar crime versus drunkenness and thinking you're a mermaid?
Yeah.
Yeah, cheaper.
I wonder if she'll get a call from, like, WeakyWatchy. You're not familiar with that?
No.
They have the underground underwater mermaid show. WeakyWatchy, it's like an amusement thing. It's been in Florida for 50, 60 years.
Didn't know the name of it. Yeah, okay. I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah, you should go visit there.
Really? Should?
I don't know. If I'm being honest, I've never been there. I've been through the town and stuff,
sure,
but I never went to the amusement.
You never
or
saw the mermaids and you were that close? That's amazing, Bob.
No, I saw the real mermaids.
Really?
Yeah, they're known as manatees.
Yeah. Yeah, you and Christopher Columbus.
You've been on a ship too long, pal.
That's right. They start looking good. Yeah. Again, alcohol could be involved with mermaids. I'm seeing a pattern here.
What's it called when you like the bigger size, the more rotund women?
Chubby chaser.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Chubby chaser.
You asked me. I'm not being judgmental or rude, but he wanted me to say it. So
I love manatees. Are you a chubby chaser?
Wow.
What?
Wow.
I just did a story about a naked woman.
That's, I know.
You can say chubby chaser, can't you?
Just did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, or we could talk about, you know, stupid people not listening to cops and getting shot in the head.
That's a new story.
No, it's not.
That's my point.
Yeah.
It's called sarcasm.
That's what I'm saying.
Satire. Sarcasm.
I'm looking for different things.
I know. You're finding them, too.
I'm branching out.
Oh, is that what you call it?
I don't know. I'm desperate. I'm desperate for anything now.
Yeah, well, I get it.
Not desperate enough for a manatee.
No. And illegal anyway.
What do you mean? You can swim with them in some places,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, you're just not supposed to mess with them, though. And certainly don't eat them or anything, so.
What?
There's rules
just
about these things.
Just call me William Bartram. You know who old Bill is, right? Bill Bartram? First white guy to have a manatee burger.
Really?
No, I made it up.
Okay.
But it fits in with other stories.
That you just make up.
No, do your research, peeps. As usual, I'm right. I only remember things that are silly and outrageous.
Gotcha.
That's a gift.
Oh, is that what you
Some
call
might say.
Huh.
Special I am.
Oh, you are.
8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here trying to herd this cat. Rear! More to come on 97.3 The Sky.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, it's my cuz. What's up, Axel? What's happening, bro, Ham?
He's gained about 88 pounds. Just saying.
Anybody tell him about Ozempic?
Wow.
Yowza. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so bad that, oh my gosh, I have to remember. Nikki Glaser, she is a comedian who is over the top and not afraid to cross lines, okay? Mm-hmm. So yes. Faint of heart, not for you.
Not family
but she
friendly.
Was like one of the, what I would call a star in the Brady roast. If
yes.
You're okay with some humor that gets a little on the
little.
Dirty side. Well, very much on the dirty bad. Side.
These are not the days of the Dean Martin celebrity roast.
So apparently, she got a newspaper article dealing with the fact that she's going to be hosting the Golden Globes. She did it first time last year. She's going to be back, but she's not going to use the same old jokes. And one of them is about Ozempic. She said Ozempic's been done. So she's over that. And then another thing is she's not going to make fun of Hollywood for like people with facelifts and all that. She okay. says that's like a done deal. And it also borders on like body shaming and things like that. Uh-huh. Now, this is a person who's usually not too concerned about people's feelings with when it comes to her humor. But I think what it really boils down to, if you want to be honest, if you're familiar with her at all, look at some pictures of her dated.
Yeah.
How she has went from a very average mm-hmm. person to looking pretty hot.
So there could be a little work or adjustment having had gone on. Is that what you're insinuating?
I have a feeling that could be the case.
So when you're doing that, you can't really make fun of everybody else for having done it before you.
Well, you can, but
you're
what
a hypocrite.
Ends up
yes.
is you become then great material for every other comedian.
Yes. Good point.
And they rip you apart.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we've had some awesome guests on the past week.
Oh, man, it's been great.
We had Paul Renner running for governor. We've had Congresswoman Kat Kamick on. We've had Senator Rick Scott on.
Yes.
We've had our friend Fitz on talking about fitness in her new book.
We didn't even eat Pop-Tarts that day when she was here.
No, and I made sure the smell of pizza was removed from the room before she did come in.
Yes, you did.
So, great guest. And I hate it if people miss out on some of this stuff. And we know you're busy, but listen, you never have to miss a minute of the show. Just search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app, hit the follow button, and catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Because now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast, so you won't miss out on these great things. Hey, look, top stories. They're still talking about Renee Nicole Good, 37, who was shot by the ICE officer. The left painting her as just this most wonderful bomb, almost like you know, remember the Family Man, the dad from Maryland who was like an MS-13
the
gang
human,
member,
the human trafficker
that was trafficking, in human, kind of same thing here. Paint this picture. Oh my gosh, she was lovely. She was into poetry, and she even had furry stuffed animals just overflowing out of her glove compartment. Okay,
yet she sends her kid to basically a social justice school for little kids to get them on track of their lifestyle. She is in an alternative lifestyle, which that's fine, whatever. But her ex-husband had never seen her at any kind of a protest before.
And
she was a member of what?
Ice Watch.
Hello. And what was their job, Bob?
And disrupting police activity, specifically ICE and Homeland Security.
But she's an angel.
Yeah, and by the way, they call them loosely affiliated type groups, Ice Watch and others. But look, they put stuff out on Instagram, telling people how to create barricades to keep the DHS and ICE officers from being able to do their jobs. Even things like bring stuff to burn, on Instagram. Bring stuff to burn. Like it'd be a good time to bring out the old dead Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
unreal.
The kind of stuff. So,
unreal.
Anyway, we're just trying to give you, we're giving you both sides, mm-hmm. but we're trying to spend a little bit more time on the more truthful side.
Yeah, the accuracy.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey, interesting thing that I saw from Eric Erickson. You know, he has we carry him on the air part time, like on the weekends and stuff. And he's pretty big, like in Atlanta. He's on the big station there, yep. WSB, and he's got a good following and stuff. And you can check him out online too, Eric Erickson, by the way. And he's so sharp and spot on a lot of stuff. And then every once in a while, I want to punch him and go, "What are you, stupid?"
I've seen that contrast with you there,
yeah.
Bob.
Yeah. Yeah. But so it kind of makes some things interesting. Like this piece, for instance. He says, the Iranian regime has cut phone lines, shut down cell phone service, cut internet access to the world, which I believe is true because they have some protesters, uprisings. I believe the death toll last time I looked at it was about 36 people dead. Wow. Trump has spoken out about this somewhat. I think this may gain more traction and more attraction as people begin to want to find out a little bit more about what's going on there. So he's ahead of the curve a little bit, which is good. But then he adds this line in there. And is broadcasting Tucker Carlson clips on Iranian state television. That Iran would be broadcasting Tucker Carlson clips, as Russian television has done, tells us all you need to know about where Tucker Carlson aligns today. I miss something.
What?
Well, I miss him on his regular show that he used to do on Fox News. And I see just bits and pieces of other conservatives really maligning him, and I just have to ask, like, has he really, like, radically changed? Because I know what happened at one time, you know, like the war in Ukraine. He wasn't all, like, you know, crazy, like a Putin lover, but right. He was positioned that way by other people in the media. All he did was ask the question is, you know, to what level should we really be involved here? Uh-huh. In defending Ukraine. He asked that question. He asked it during the Trump administration and the Biden administration.
Yep.
So, you know, and all he's doing is asking the question, isn't it? So,
because that prompts conversation, and that's how you get information.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
But I don't know if other things have changed with him, but I thought it was interesting that that Eric Erickson would say this. It should also tell you, he goes on to say, how desperate Iran is to convince its citizens that the United States is on the side of the regime. The people of Iran are rising up. The police are turning against the regime. In the hometown of the Ayatollah, the people have turned on the regime and are setting on fire pictures of the Ayatollah. Which, that's a long way from when they used to burn effigies of American presidents and the American flag.
Yeah.
So there could be a very, you know, interesting and positive turn there. Why Erickson has a bone to pick with Tucker, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt for now. It just makes me want to find out what Tucker is up to now. 8:29 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a lot more to talk about coming up. Can you believe it? It's Friday. Happy, happy Friday. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Have you looked around? Have you looked outside? It is an awesome day. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
It is going to be. Is it going to hit like 80 today?
Yeah,
something
it's
going to
be really nice. Yeah.
Woo! Might have to drop the old boat in the lake.
Well, do it this week or weekend because it's going to cool off going into the beginning of the week.
Yeah, I'm going to keep the boat in the lake, and then I heard Monday morning I might be able to go ice fishing. That's a weather change that we're going to see.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Darn it, you people using fossil fuel. Stop.
Yeah.
You're killing me.
You're killing the planet. That's it.
So you're saying climate change, like it's going to be 80 today, and then Monday morning it could be in the 30s.
That quickly, all because you used hairspray. In 1973.
No, that was different. That was a hole in the ozone.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which, yeah, came back to bite some of us. See, we're getting a little hair challenged.
Little ozone hole.
Yeah, the ozone came down and created better baldness. Darn it, we can't win.
Hey, when that happens.
Hey, I've got a good ending to a story, and who doesn't like a happy ending?
Oh, yeah.
My car stereo quit working, and it's a late model automobile, what I consider late model. Mm-hmm. Not, you know, 2021, it's got 67,000 miles on it. It's a Hyundai Sonata.
Yep.
Bells and whistles. I love the car. I love the car. I bought it specifically because I bought it when gas was high, and I was driving a Jeep.
Yes.
And so now I get like 36 miles to the gallon, and I have the commute to Keystone and to Gainesville. And so that has saved me significant money. And riding around like, it's a luxurious ride, frankly, and a pretty good bang for the buck. Well, the radio quit working, so I was a little upset and frustrated, and I did all the things we normally do. You go to YouTube, you go online. If other people had this problem, how do you overcome it? Blah, 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 blah. Did all the steps, reset, battery, post, undone.
Push buttons.
Did it all. No help. Take it to the dealership, which I'm not going to beat up on dealerships. I'm just going to say that sometimes we cringe when we have to pay the bill. And I get it. You got this big, beautiful building, and you've got these experts, and you have to pay them a decent wage. Okay, right. I get it. But I go in there, and semi-helpful. Yeah. But the bottom line was, at the end of the day, it's like, yeah, you know, we did the, what's the term they use when they're looking for problems,
like
troubleshooting?
A scam kind of thing?
Yep. Yeah, it's, but there's another term I'm trying to think of where they charge you for that, and I get it. I get that too. I didn't like that when it first started, kind of coming out. But I get it now. It was like $100. That was not unreasonable at all, I don't think. But it didn't do anything to fix the problem. The radio. Instead, they gave me a price for what it would cost to replace the radio, and I'm not exaggerating. Again, a car that's probably today's value around $20,000. They wanted $10,000 for a radio replacement.
Now, when he came in, was it Tuesday, and told me this, and was he asked, because, you know, I've bought a lot of car parts in my time. I said, he asked me how much it would be. I said, $2,000, $2,500. And he kept ratcheting, no.
Because I love it when I can get you, your eyes and your jaw to drop. That takes some work because you've seen and experienced a lot.
Well, I did the same thing to the parts manager at BMW. He couldn't believe how much it cost.
Everybody I tell the story to, and some people have actually had to show them, and they're like, what? They put that in writing? Not that we don't take your word for it, but really? I said, yeah, it's right here. And it's like, who in the world would actually do it? Could you imagine a world where you go, yeah, go ahead and do it. I want to get this. Go ahead and do it.
Yeah, but somebody, even if you had bought the car new, it was a $30,000 car maybe, would have been new, and they tell you you've got to now cough up a third of the value of what you paid for the car so you could have the radio work?
Half its current value. Half its current value.
No.
For a radio.
No.
I mean, Greg had the right idea. He goes, there's a thing called a boombox. That's what I'd invest in.
Yeah.
And so, no, of course, I'm not even in a position to even ponder the idea of paying that kind of money. I just simply could not do it. No way. And it was very frustrating because they didn't offer me any other venues, outlets. Am I the only person that's experienced this? Can you do a little research? Can you talk to Hyundai Corporate India? None of that. None whatsoever. So that was very frustrating.
Yeah.
And then I remembered, we have a friend right down the road on Main Street, Omar, that has a very good reputation.
Yeah.
And his people do too. So I'm like, okay, what the heck? I might as well ask him. Maybe there's a workaround or a cheaper replacement.
Yeah.
He would know.
Yes.
So I go to him and I tell him. I think, what? Get out of here. Yes. And then he went through all the steps that, you know, that Hyundai says you should do, just like I did, you know. Mm-hmm. He whipped through all that. And he's like, yeah, the only other thing I see here is we could update the software. And I said, well, wouldn't they have done that at the dealership? And he said, well, did they list that as one of the things that they did? And I said, well, no. And so they didn't even offer me. And we specifically said, there's supposed to be a software update. Can you do that?
Right.
I thought it was done. Betsy thought it was done. And so he said, no, this is a big file. I think you'd know if, you know, if that was done. I mean, a really big file. And he has to get it. First of all, he had to download it. It literally took hours on a regular computer. Okay.
Wow.
And then he had to, you know, squeeze it onto a thumb drive, a USB drive. And he did all this. And it took like an hour for it to upload onto my car. And when it was finished, I started the car, mm-hmm. said a prayer, turned it on, and yes. It worked.
Nice.
It worked. So, Omar at Sound Depot, I owe you. I owe you. He he's not accepting of anything. Tried to get, you know, what do you like to eat or drink? And
mm-hmm.
he, he's not. Anyway, I'll figure something out on that end. But it really, above and beyond. And, you know, the thing that is kind of irritating is, you know, you represent the car manufacturer at the dealership. And that was your that was the end of the story for you. Yeah, if you want a new radio, it's 10 grand. Was there any other? Can we exhaust any other avenues? Nope. The software update, they totally blew it off. Nope. That's you know, that's not it. Well, that clearly was it.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to support, you know, the local folks. So I'm definitely supporting the local folks in Omar. And so it's just
10 grand.
Yeah,
$10,000 if you want your radio to work.
And
wow.
And he owns the place. Omar does. Like he didn't.
Yeah.
He didn't have to take that. That's an investment in his time.
Yeah.
It takes away
mm-hmm.
from other sure. things he could be doing, making money off of them. And yet the dealership, you know, and what they charge, and I get it, you got to pay the bills too, but for not even taking any sort of proactive action. Now, people have suggested, you know, you might want to talk to somebody over there just to let them know. And this is a venue in which I'm letting them know, but I mm-hmm. might perhaps... you know, personally try. And but what do you say? What do you do?
Right.
I mean, is the service manager going to be open to what I tell them?
Right. Right.
Is the general manager going to be open? Hey, really? Thanks.
Yeah.
And we're going to get on that. What about like the owner? I mean, it's part of a huge conglomeration. Mm-hmm. Who do you actually talk to? You
right.
know? And people that's look. That's part of, like, you wanted to become a leader, a problem solver, somebody who does go above and beyond. Mm-hmm. That's your key to success in every aspect of life.
Yeah.
And if you do your job in such a way to where you just say, well, I plug this thing in, I plug that, I hit the meter, and, you know, whatever it says, that's it. I hope that there would be just slightly more passion mm-hmm. for a positive outcome.
Well, in the car business, if you can't solve something at the dealership level, there's a regional person you can go to. Regional in tech, engineering, whatever title you want to give them, that's who you can step up to at the next level. That's why those people are there.
The guy who sold me the car,
yep.
Steve Lippman, what a nice guy.
Oh, yeah.
He reached out to me on Facebook right away. He goes,
yes.
That's outrageous, 10
yep.
grand. Give me a call, and I'll see what I can do or find
sure.
out or whatever.
Yep.
And I didn't call him because I went through these other avenues first.
Yep.
But I thought that was very nice that
guy, yep.
he reached out. And he's not even, as far as I know, in that business
right.
anymore. So he didn't have to do that.
No.
Yet he reached out. But the actual dealership where if you satisfy me on this vehicle,
yes.
I might come and buy another one with
what?
The same name on it.
Is that that customer service thing?
It's called building customer loyalty.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe some of these folks should go to the Ocala Leadership Conference and learn about true leadership. And this is not a joke. This is for real. Learn how to develop, retain talented employees and boost morale, etc. Invest in yourself. Invest in your future. Heck, invest in your company, whatever the case may be. But it's Friday, January 30th at Meadowbrook in Ocala. Tickets are on sale now. Use the code words Coffee Talk. Get $100 off your ticket price. Go to OcalaLeadershipConference.com for more information. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Happy Friday. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Well, hi there. How you doing? You're looking good, Friday. Welcome to it, my friends. 8:50 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 10 minutes until 9 o'clock and what is going to shape up to be a sunny, absolutely gorgeous day, especially considering the fact that it's January 9th. And a lot of other people are not going to have it as good as we have it today, for sure. So try to take advantage of that if you can. All right, we've been talking about a lot. We continue to talk about a lot. The shooting of the woman by the ICE agent in Minneapolis has taken up a lot of time. And because it's kind of the interesting angle is the left wants to tell you this was just, you know, some nice little, you know, soccer mommy, you know, coming home from dropping her kid off the wrong place at the wrong time. Nothing right. could be further from the truth there. It's not the truth. She is part of a very activist radical group that involves her child's school, a private school that has been known since it began in the 70s. It's basically kind of a radical private school, if you will.
Well, they like social justice.
That's their number one priority. Yeah. Social justice, right there on their you know, website or
like
whatever.
K through five, I think you said.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
K through five. Like, yeah, that's the first thing I want my kid to learn about is your version of social justice. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking maybe reading skills or you know, learning about math and I don't know, throw some science in there. But no, yeah. Let's deal with these other issues. So yeah, she was part of an activist group. It doesn't make the entire event any less tragic. But I've heard people talk like Hakeem Jeffries, and that guy's a complete asshat, all right?
Time.
And I can't stand him on every level. But and he said something, well, you'd expect it, really. But he said the thing with blood on the hands, and I do use that every once in a while, but when I say it, I can back it up. He's trying to say somehow ICE or the Trump administration or Homeland Security has blood on their hands.
No.
And the case is absolutely not.
No.
Remember, you've got to go to the root of the problem. Why is this even an issue? Why is ICE having to run through the streets of these sanctuary cities? Because the Biden administration opened up the border. They opened the border wide open.
Yep.
And so everybody who is coming with this level of sympathy and empathy and, oh, this poor woman, where the heck were you when 100,000 Americans were dying of fentanyl poisoning? You didn't want to deal with it. The lefty media wouldn't even tell you about it because they knew where it would lead. The fentanyl trafficking led to open borders. The open borders led to fentanyl trafficking. There's a what we call a nexus there. A very, very strong direct connection. And that's what has occurred. So people like Hakeem Jeffries saying things like blood is on the hands of the administration or ICE or anybody else couldn't be further, absolutely further from the truth. These people are absolutely demented and delusional. Trump derangement syndrome is absolutely real, and these people have been highly infected by it. Let's just use logic and common sense. Forget the politics. Was the border pushed wide open or not under Biden? Factually 100% accurate. Can back it up a million times over. Absolutely. Did fentanyl deaths increase exponentially at the same time that occurred? Absolutely 100%. What more do you need to know? Were there bad guys, rapists, criminals that were led into our country? Absolutely positively. Gang members? Absolutely positively can be documented. These are 100%. These aren't political talking points. They're absolute facts. So what do you think's going to happen when you open up your prisons like in Venezuela and you send the sick, the dirty, the nasty, the ugly, and you send them here. What do you think is going to happen? It's making communities unsafe. Ask the victims' families. What do they call them? Angel families? People on the left, some of them haven't even heard of that. What? Yeah, these are families that have been victims of illegal immigrants raping, murdering, killing, harming somebody in their family, taking them away forever. So if you think what happened the other day with that woman, 37 years old, Renee Nicole Good, was a tragedy, and I agree it was, I hope you understand how this tragedy first began. It didn't begin with ICE. It didn't begin with President Trump. It didn't begin with Homeland Security. It began with open borders. You've got to even through your sickness of your demented Trump derangement syndrome, you've got to be able to put that down for at least 1 minute and plug your brain into logic and not into your emotional stupid side. Nobody ever makes good decisions or great thoughts or does anything great when they're under extreme emotion or emotional pressure. That's why they say don't make decisions while you're distraught, upset, angry. Don't make decisions because that's not your full brain at work there. But yet here we have 40% of the nation infected with this TDS. And they can't set it down for even a minute to find one piece of logic that they cannot deny. I just presented you with five pieces of logic that are absolute unequivocal facts that cannot be denied. Yet somehow they're able to deny it. Unbelievable. By the way, the president was considering a second wave going into Venezuela, but something happened on the way to the bomb shelter. Venezuela decided to cooperate. Isn't that exactly what President Trump really wanted? Once again, the art of the deal. The guy actually puts to use the George Bush term strategically.
Strategery.
Strategery.
Strategery was his, yes. But how many times has Trump done this? He's smart.
He's a smart guy. And how many times was he not given the benefit of the doubt? And later it turned out he was absolutely correct. This is another one of those. 9 o'clock stretch right around the corner, my friends. Hang in there. Happy Friday, 97.3 The Sky.